Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. My God, my God, my God. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, and we are the daughters of God called to praise. And I like to say the sons too. Prayer first. And prayer is like the dew in the morning time. Hallelujah. When you know you have an audience with the King. Hallelujah. The Master, the God. Hallelujah. The great Creator, the sovereign Lord, the absolute power and the absolute authority. Oh, great Creator. Hallelujah. What a joy. What a joy. What a peace to my soul, Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. He really, really does. Oh, my God. I thank you for your patience. Some technical difficulties. My devices got a bath in water. So everything is kind of messed up on me, and I went to have renewed and put into a new phone, and it's just not working. And so not complaining. I'm glad you're able to join me today. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord. I just feel like going into prayer right now. Hallelujah. Father, we do thank you this morning. I thank you for those who are joining me now and those who will join in the future. This truly is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. We thank you because we know that you're in control. You are in control. And everything that we need for this day, you have provided it. And we thank you. We thank you for the shalom that you have given us. We thank you that every need, and our Father, you know, you have blessed us with so many wants and surprises along the way. We know that if we keep our mind stayed on you, hallelujah, if we just keep it stayed on you, if we don't try to do things our way, but just look to you and receive what you have already given us, learn to just call on you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. We thank you. We praise you. Thank you for the children. But you know, Father, before we go any further, I'd like to ask that you forgive us from every sin, all unrighteousness, wickedness, word, thought, or deed, even the audacity to think that we have not sinned against you and there's no need for us to pray and ask you to forgive us. But we ask you, Father, we've sinned against you, word, thought, or deed, attitude, Almighty God. We ask that you forgive us right now and remove prideful spirits, jealousy, animosity, oh my God, and allow your love to just flow and to heal us, Father God, to heal us physically, spiritually, and emotionally. We thank you for it. Oh God, the bitterness, the stuff that we've been so attached to us so long that we are comfortable with it. Oh God, have mercy on us. Doubt. Hallelujah. Oh, sickness that we accept. You sent your word and you healed us. We accept no sickness. It's an offense. Almighty God. Almighty God, we thank you for the manifestation of your word in our life. Ha! Shambokudiniasa. Yes, Lord, we thank you for it. Thank you for how you care for us, how you're taking care of us, how you're taking care of our children, guiding them. Almighty God, Almighty God, leading them in the path in which they should go. Oh, making ways out of no way for them, Almighty God. Oh, drawing them to you as they walk in the circle of your blessings. Almighty God, our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, thank you for saving those that are lost. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you that our house, our whole house, is saved, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you that there is no wavering. Hallelujah. Thank you that our house is standing tall for you. In Jesus' mighty name, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now speak to us and through us, Holy God. Hallelujah. Have your divine way. In Jesus' name, Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess we should say we could just jump right on into the scriptures. And here we go. I mean, so many things are decided. Well, I guess the best thing is to leave it alone and not even talk about it. Pray for me as I pray for you. How about that? Hallelujah. Pray for me as I pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is Proverbs 19, starting at the 12th verse. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Now we're going to read Psalm 133. I tell you, it has truly been an interesting day. Yes, it has. Almighty God, I tell you the truth. It has been interesting. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. That went down to the skirt of his top, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descends upon the mountain of Zion, the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands his blessing, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is so good. Ooh-wee. God is so good. I tell you, if only you knew, but you don't have to. Just know that I have a smile on my face, and I pray you have one too. Once we begin to hear the word of God, everything just takes on a different atmosphere. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. And you want to be in God's presence, and you want to be in God's presence with your sisters and your brothers. Hallelujah. Yes, you do. You want to hear the word. You want to think about the word. So we're just doing this to encourage each other to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, to really get into his word and just let him, just let it just saturate. Just saturate us. Yes. That we just walking in his word, and it's alive. It's our protection. Oh, it corrects. Yes, it does. It encourages, it empowers, and it impacts us. Yes, it does. And we take on the attributes of our Father. Hallelujah. Our spirit man, the real us, that we're the real
Margaret stand up. Ha! She did. Glory to God. The real Margaret. Hallelujah. And in that, God takes us truly to a different place and level. You're talking about going to a level. People, oh my God. Hallelujah. When you get into the word, hallelujah, God begins to manifest, or the revelation by the power of the Holy Ghost, His Holy Spirit, begin to give you understanding, and then you can stand up and you begin to walk in it, huh? With full authority, not to turn your nose up at anyone. No. No. Things don't affect you. Hallelujah. Because you know whose you are. You begin to understand this now, spirit, the spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that meaning comes alive in you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Ah, oh, you're calmer because you received his shalom. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I tell you. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall, listen, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Remember that you're not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Now do you stand in the way of sinners, and you don't sit in the seat of the scum. Know who you're getting your instruction and advice from. Hallelujah. Know who you're allowing to tell you what's good and what's not good. Knowing who you're allowing to speak into your life, knowing that. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Have self-control. God will speak to us through his word. He speaks and he speaks loud. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ. Doesn't matter what people are saying or doing. Just think about it. It's all about God. Hallelujah. It's all about God. God had a way. God will expose. He will show you and give you the instructions as to what to do when it comes up. Hallelujah. He just won't let you stand there and see and not be able to know what to do. Oh, no, he's not like that. But we have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Hallelujah. Now, you know we're going to 2 Chronicles 7:14, because instead of us talking about the situations of the world, we know that what we can do, and it's stated here, 2 Chronicles 7:13, and we're going to go to the 14th verse, which is very familiar. If I shut up heaven, and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And 15 says, now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attentive unto
the prayers that is made in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. We know he was talking to Solomon, but we're his people. And that will, that applies to us. And he is attentive to us and our prayers. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Think about it. It is just so good. It's so calming to be in the presence of the Lord. There's protection when we choose to be in the presence of the Lord. You know, when we really, really think about it, we don't truly understand how much we are loved. We don't understand. And God protects us. He shields us, but we make some bad decisions and step out of the will, the way, and the plan of God. We want to do it ourselves, and we want to be about God's business according to our will, our way, and our plan. It just does not work. Unless our will, our plan, our way is God's will, God's plan, and God's way. Hallelujah. Isn't it good? I tell you, I just feel so much better with my friends this morning. And this time with the Lord, this morning with my friends. And even when there seemed to be everything wanted to just go crazy, when we set our minds to be about God's business, we're so surprised at how well, and I don't know why we're surprised. Maybe a better word is grateful and humble that God makes truly the crooked way straight. Hallelujah. God is good when we purpose in our heart to be about our Father's business. It's just wonderful what it is. Well, I'd like to take a moment and invite you to our church service, Gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministry at 1519 Chemical Road, Southwest Atlanta, and the zip is 30311. We would just love to have you. And we have a fellowship service on every third Sunday at 3 o'clock. Now, our service is at 3 o'clock, and it's at 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta. Come and join us. Hallelujah. I know you will be blessed. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. I don't know about you, just a little something I want to say about what's going on. I ask for your prayers. Our family is, God is good. God is good. But just pray when you, the Lord lay it on your heart. He'll tell you what to pray for. As I pray for you, pray for me as I pray for you. How about that? We're going strong in the Lord. We're learning the more sometimes when we are going through, then we're learning so much in the process of going through. You're learning how to persevere. You're learning what distractions look like. And you know, like, well, how long you been in it? But you'll be surprised how sometimes we can get a little weak in some areas
and forget, or it hadn't happened. You have not had to use those muscles, okay? So, and then you just go, my God, hallelujah, bless the Lord, yellow. And I love to say, lift my hands to heaven and bless his name. Hey, Shabbat Kunada, my God is real. Just energized. Yes, Lord. Whoa, God, thank you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Just an opportunity to give him glory and bless his name. Hallelujah. Let it be heard in the atmosphere. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. The love and the joy and the peace just begin to flow, and you can sit back and say, God got it. Glory. Glory. Watch and see the manifestation of the Almighty God. God got this baby. Yes, he does. God got it. God got it. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And in the meantime, you stay in his word and you just bless him. You just give him glory. You just exalt him. You extol him. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers out of them all, building you up to be a mighty warrior for the Almighty God. There is an army. Glory, hallelujah. People wonder how you can have such a smile and have such joy and have shalom. Hallelujah. Doesn't belong to me. It was given to me by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, the wind may bend your knees. But God straightened them right back up. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands to heaven and bless his name. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. And I'm not taking the impact lightly. But lift that hand and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift that hand and say, hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. For you are my Father and my God. Hallelujah. You protect, you provide, and you are my shield of defense. Hallelujah. 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 All right. I'm just so happy right about now. What? Hallelujah. There's no one like the Almighty God, and our God loves us. Let's do this. Let's read Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Remember that. Look up that word shalom. Not in the English dictionary, but in the Hebrew dictionary. Hebrew to English. Hallelujah. And see what that means. You might just tear. You may have to go outside. But you may tear up the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24. Now to him that is able to keep you from stumbling, falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling. Hallelujah. Keep your mind stayed on it. He's able to do it. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord and we thank the Lord for you this morning. And remember, God loves you. Yes, he does. Love a brother, love a sister in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the world see that we are children of the Most High God by the love we still want to worship another. Glorify our God today. make his name wonderful in the earth. Demonstrate his love by showing love to another. God bless you. Stay in the Word. Until next Tuesday, have a marvelous week. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. Be well. Be blessed. In God.